Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and once again, you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. The husband and wife duo on our stage today began songwriting together the night they first met, and soon they formed the very successful indie band, The Weepies. Not long ago, Deb and Steve pulled up stakes from Los Angeles and moved with their young boys to a place everybody knows is great for families and for music. They put down roots right here in Iowa City. Their latest album is called Sirens. Please welcome Deb Talon and Steve Tannen, The Weepies.
When I was a child, everybody smiled. Nobody knows me at all. Very late at night and in the morning light, nobody knows me at all. Now I got lots of friends, yes, but then again, nobody knows me at all. The kids and a wife, it's a beautiful life. Nobody knows me at all. And oh, when the lights are low, oh, 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 with someone I don't know, oh, I don't give a damn, I'm happy as a clam. Nobody knows me at all. Oh, what can you do? There's nobody like you. Nobody knows me at all. Ooh. I know how you feel. No secrets to reveal. Nobody knows me at all. Very late at night and in the morning light, nobody knows me at all. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows me at all.
The Weepies on our stage for the very first time on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One, the duo behind the band, The Weepies, so successful. Deb Talon and Steve Tannen with us, both with guitars in hand, though we do have a piano on stage for them a little bit later. Deb and Steve, welcome to our stage. And I understand this is quite a momentous moment for us. Certainly, but for you, you're returning to the stage for the first time in how long?
100 years.
104 years.
It seems like.
Before one child, before recovery from cancer, before buying a house. It was like, I don't know, it was last century.
2011, I think, is it? To give it a date,
yes.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Something like that, around 2011. So this is, you're coming back out in front of a public, an adoring public here.
We're so happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being here,
so,
you guys, too.
Let's see. My ENT nurse is there. friends from yoga back there. Our neighbors are there. Couldn't ask for it. And we come here for coffee all the time. So, you know, we couldn't be happier. This is where we need to do it.
It felt like a very natural next step after our living room. It's the only other place we've played.
I have my producer, Claire Roth, to thank for letting me know that the Weepies actually lived in town now. How long have you lived in Iowa? How did you come to live in Iowa?
Well, a few years ago, we were looking to get out of L.A.
Well, we were living out of a 1990 Corolla, and we had two kids. And Deb said, and we used to say,
and a shack.
There was also true, but... I told Deb that if we had a third baby, we would look for a house, that we wouldn't just be vagabonds.
And we, so I promptly got pregnant.
And, and we, Iowa City is one of our favorite cities to come tour through. We've been touring for 10 years across the U.S.
Are either of you Iowans, native Iowans?
Mm-mm.
No, we have some friends here. That's it. We wow, just, every so time we came through, it was...
We just love the feeling of this
great town.
Usually
town.
Only native Iowans are in on this little secret that we have a great place to live. And
I
now
know.
You know, too.
At first, when we moved here, we were telling lots of people. And then we started getting a little quiet. We're like,
we understand.
We don't want too many people.
We don't tell anybody. Now, sometimes I'll say Idaho. So they go over there and like throw them off my game. You know what I mean?
Idaho needs a few more people in it anyway.
No,
so.
I'm so pleased. It's terrific.
Okay. Yeah. Sour's mostly about music. A little bit of chat. Thank you for being with us, Deb and Steve. And rolling out some tunes from the new album, Sirens.
We will be. We will be. We're starting with some songs that we've played many times before.
Some old comfortable shoes to walk around in.
Yeah, exactly. Some old comfortable shoes.
Okay, the Weepies on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend.
Gray, quiet and tired and mean, picking at worried seam. I try to make you mad at me over the phone. Red eyes and fires and signs, I'm taken by a nursery rhyme. I wanna make a ray of sunshine and never leave home. No amount of coffee, no amount of crying, no amount of whiskey, no amount of wine. No, 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 no. Nothing else will do. I've gotta have you, I've gotta have you. The road gets cold, there's no spring in the middle this year. I'm the new chicken clucking open hearts and ears. Oh, such a prima donna, sorry for myself, but green it is also summer, and I won't be warm till I'm lying in your arms. No amount of coffee, no amount of crying, no amount of whiskey, no amount of wine. No, 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 no. Nothing else will do. I've gotta have you, I've gotta have you. I see it all through a telescope, guitar, suitcase, and a warm coat, lying in the back of the blue boat, humming a tune. No amount of coffee, no amount of crying, no amount of whiskey, no wine. No, 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 no. Nothing else will do. I've gotta have you, I've gotta have you. No amount of coffee, no amount of crying, no amount of whiskey, no amount of wine. No, 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 no. Nothing else will do. I've gotta have you, I've gotta have you. I've gotta have you, gotta have you. I've gotta have you.
Thank you.
So this is from the new record. It's called Ever Say Goodbye.
You were a gypsy, I was one too. I only was one so I could meet someone like you.
And in the morning, how blue the sky. I don't know why I ever said goodbye. I don't know why I ever said goodbye. You were a fortune teller, you read my hand. You said I'd leave you and go off to other lands. Said with a smile that one day I'd make you cry. I don't know why I ever said goodbye. I don't know why I ever said goodbye. I don't know why the seasons change. Don't know why I am so strange. Don't know why I lose my heart again each time I hear your name. I don't know why I didn't stay. Don't know why I didn't say that I didn't know what love was, but I loved you anyway. Over the mountains, across the sea, is there someone who sometimes thinks of me? How deep the ocean, how blue the sky. I don't know why I ever said goodbye. I don't know why I ever said goodbye. I don't know why I ever said goodbye.
So Deb started off playing in Starbucks.
Feels like home.
And one of the first times I ever saw her play was Starbucks, so this feels right at home.
Homier.
You can't get up because you've been down and you are real. You catch your breath by counting cracks upon the ceiling. Makes it somewhat less appealing to be feeling like you're stealing someone else's broken heart. Do, 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 do. This empty end was never something of your choosing. You could have won, but you were much too busy losing. Go out cruising for a bruise and an illusion that you used to cover up your broken heart. Do, 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 do. Hey, crooked smile, it would never work between you and I. I know it's true, I still love you, you know I. Do 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 do. You don't try no more, but it is not because you're lazy. Without a doubt, you figure out that you are crazy. It gets hazier the way we were. I stayed with her, left you with another broken heart. Do 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 do.
So we're going to go back to some familiar musical territory for us. And for those of you who've never heard us before, it's all unfamiliar territory. So welcome. This is the title track from our, I guess it was our third album, technically, right? Was it? Four. It was called Be My Thrill. And so is this song.
All right, no, you know what? We're going to get comfortable. Hold on. So...
Okay.
Deb and I, obviously, we are married, and we do not fight ever or disagree. Except there was one time there was a disagreement between us, and I won't say who was wrong, but whoever he was knew he was wrong about a minute into the argument, but couldn't let it go. Anyone ever done that? Married people, yes. Unmarried people, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but it's true. And I just stormed out. I was like, fine, in order to not admit that I was wrong. And I went out and I wrote a song about what I thought I wanted. And it was like the angriest song that I've ever, and it was some of this song. And I played it for Deb. I was like, here's my apology. And it was sort of this angry, and she said, oh my God, it's a love song. And proving what I thought, which is that she's insane. And then she took it and she fixed it. And she made it like this. She made it into an actual love song. And that is marriage, as far as I'm concerned. So here, this is... All right, this will be my thrill.
All right, one, two, one, two, three.
Be my thrill, my little white pearl, my unpaid bill, the one who will be my love, my little gray dove, my push and my shove, my heaven above. And we tumble down like Jack and Jill, and I miss all of the joy you kill. But I love you still, be my thrill, be my one, my day in the sun, my little pop gun, the best thing I've done. Be my what, my open and shut, my everything but my little heart slept. And we tumble down like Jack and Jill, and I miss all of the joy you kill. But I love you still, be my thrill.
And every morning is like the one before, everybody needs someone to adore.
I'm counting on you. Oh, oh, baby, say you will. Oh, oh, baby, be my thrill, be my youth, my kissing booth, my little sweet tooth, my beauty and truth. Be my thrill, my little white pill, my weight up until the one who will. And we tumble down like Jack and Jill, and I miss all of the joy you kill. But I love you still, be my thrill. Yeah, we tumble down like Jack and Jill, I miss all of the joy you kill. But I love you still, be my thrill. Yeah, I love you still, be my thrill.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
History in the making on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. This is historic in that the wildly popular band The Weepies, the duo behind the band, Steve Tannen and Deb Talon, are on our stage, returning to the stage for a public performance after what we think is about a four-year absence. So you said you 4 years, and you did do something for the Indigo Girls when they performed in Iowa City a little while ago.
Well, they've been very nice to us. They were one of the first people who helped us. They heard our music and said, come on tour. So we went on tour with them in 2006. I think, five, six. And then, so every time they come through town, they're like, come sing a song. So we sang a song. We brought our infant son on stage.
Our youngest
was this
well.
Number three?
Yeah.
He was number three. He was 3 months old when they came through, and we just sang a song, and I held him. And I think we did that primarily so if he grows up to be a musician and he's in a band and he has an argument with the other band members, he can say, look, I've been on stage since I've been 3 months old. I'm right. You want to give them every advantage.
Done.
You know what I mean?
Steve Dann and Deb Talon. They now call Iowa City their home. They have for a couple of years. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. And we record them most Friday afternoons of the year at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. That's where we are right now, where there are considerably more people than in Deb and Steve's living room, as was stated earlier.
Well,
we just like to give people pictures when we're on the radio.
That's right. Something to
By a good factor, there are a number. We want to thank, Deb sat down at the piano a few minutes ago, too, and our friends at West Music in Coralville furnished this piano. They are so good to us. And every time I need a piano, they say, sure thing, when do you need it? And they deliver it. Let's thank West Music for all they do for local public radio here, a local company. Steve West, such a big supporter of public radio. You two are setting out on a national tour here in a few weeks' time.
We are.
And this will be another new set. So in a sense, you're knocking the rust out of the gears with us, aren't you?
Phew.
We are. When we go on this national tour, we're going to have a six-person band. We're going to finish. It's about 30 dates. The last date will be here back in Iowa City at the Englert on July 1st.
When you think about a national tour, and you've been on plenty of them, what do you see as the biggest challenges now that there's there are three more of you in this family? Well, there's another one. I don't know how often you toured with just two of the boys.
We did a couple of big tours with our two boys. And, I think the hardest thing, well, it's, first of all, it's really fun. It's very much like, I don't know, camping. You get everything that you need in sort of one place. It's distill your life down a little bit, which is nice. And then you get to play music every night. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
and people come and listen. And
any band who cries and moans about playing, I don't know what they're talking about. It's great. It's great.
It's great. And our kids, the two older boys anyway, who've done it, really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And have been basically asking us when we were going to do it again. Since we did it last.
Are they in the audience every performance? Do they like to be there?
Well,
they do, but mostly what it is there's a 15-person crew, and all the crew would like to do is take care of the 4 and 7-year-old. You know, like play whatever they want to play. What a great position to be in. Who would ever want to stop doing that? So I get 15 people like, hey, you know, and, you know, giving them cookies and cake. They'll have a great time. They'll be ill.
The Weepies have a new album out, coming out in April of 2015. Sirens is the name of that album, playing a few tunes off that new album. Find out more about their music and their touring by going to theweepies.com. Deb Talon, Steve Tannen on our stage. Let's go back to music if we could. You're huddling, discussing the next one. You got it? Okay, let's
64-43-22.
Hike.
Ready?
I'm ready. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I went to the market, though it was threatening rain. I was late to the station, so I missed that train. And the streets filled with umbrellas, and we all looked the same. But I'm the one who's waiting till the sun comes out again. I say, I was made for sunny days. I may do with gray, but I didn't stay. I was made for sunny days, and I was made for you. Found a book you gave me when we were first in bloom, when I thought that you might save me from the dark side of the moon. Instead, we both went walking through the shadows and the gloom. And we never did stop talking, and you still light up the room. I say, I was made for sunny days. I made do with gray, but I didn't stay. I was made for sunny days, and I was made for you. Ooh, 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 the nights are longer. Ooh, ooh, ooh. stronger, and the late light lingers on the grass. And the nights are dark, but then they pass. They don't seem so deep. I'm still losing sleep, but I don't mind. No, I don't mind. I got you a winter jacket that our baby wears around, and we chase him through the springtime, and the sleeves drag on the ground. And every hour we're working, and work and play are bound. And every day is Sunday, 'cause the sun comes dancing down. I say, I was made for sunny days. I made you with gray, but I didn't stay. I was made for sunny days, and I was made for you. I was made for sunny days. I made do with gray, but I didn't stay. I was made for sunny days, and I was made for you. I was made for sunny days, and I was made for you.
Yesterday when you were young, everything you needed done was done for you. Now you do it on your own, but you find you're all alone. What can you do? 'Cause you and me walk on, walk on, walk on, 'cause you can't go back now. You know there will be days when you're so tired you can't take another step. The night will have no stars, and you'll think you've gone as far as you'll ever get. But you and me walk on, walk on, walk on, 'cause you can't go back now. And yeah, yeah, go where you wanna go. Yeah, yeah, be what you wanna be. If you ever turn around, you'll see me. I can't really say why everybody wishes they were somewhere else, but in the end, the only steps that matter are the ones you take all by yourself. And you and me walk on, walk on, walk on. Yeah, you and me walk on, walk on, walk on, 'cause you can't go back now. Walk on, walk on, walk on, you can't go back now.
So this is a song from our new album, the title track, I suppose you'd call it.
Here lie remains of a ship that sailed too close to the storm, capsized, grounded, washed out, sounded. I hear their voices, sirens singing in the street. I thought they might be calling out for you from me. I hear their voices, sirens calling out, emergency, for you, for me, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for me. Here lies the body of a captain, foundered in the waves, collected by the sirens. Oh, women of the sun, oh, what have you done? Save this frail one left by Poseidon. I hear their voices, sirens singing in the street. I thought they might be calling out for you, for me. I hear their voices, sirens calling out, emergency, for you, for me, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for me, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for me. I realize the lights of all retreating cars shine red. I realize you will not take back any of those words you said. What did you say? What did you say? Why didn't you stay? Here lie all the photographs, all that I remember, taken under, sent asunder. Drift through history, a small sargasso sea, rising, sinking, still I'm thinking. I hear their voices, sirens singing in the street. I thought they might be calling out for you, for me. I hear their voices, sirens calling out, emergency, for you, for me, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for me, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for me.
Are there any songwriters in the audience? No?
We know you're out there.
No, you got me. Yeah, you at least. You got all know who Cole Porter is? Have you ever tried to write like Cole Porter? You got to, because you can't do it. And this is our attempt, and it just failed so hilariously, but we like it anyway, so here it is.
All right. You will meet him on a train. You will meet him on a plane. You will meet him on the way to somewhere you have never been. You got to get on board. You got to spread your wings. You got to take a chance if you want romance and fancy things. If you want magic, well, you got to cast a spell. You got to stay up late, you got to make him wait. Magicians never tell. You got to get on board. You got to spread your wings. You got to take a chance if you want romance and fancy things. And the caliph says, I'm just a poor merchant looking for a way to the sea. Wandering the desert, looking for somebody who is looking for me. And when you travel far enough, you will find yourself in love. And when you lie down in the night, you will sleep under the light from the stars above. First you got to get on board. You got to spread your wings. You got to take a chance if you want romance and fancy things. You got to take a chance if you want romance and fancy things. You got to take a chance if you want romance and fancy things.
And then we hit after Cole Porter. We're like, okay, we can't do that.
Let's try Hank Williams.
Hank Williams, Buddy Holly, something like that. And we missed
not
there
really.
Too, but
not
one bad,
on
one
not
bad.
A,
yeah,
it's all. My little love, my little love, where'd you come from up above? Where are you going to, my little love? My little love, my little love, where'd you come from up above? Where are you going to, my little love? Your eyes look in mine, dear, and then at the sky. Your gaze is so clear here, till you pass on by. Oh, my little love, my little love, where'd you come from up above? Where are you going to, my little love? Tears fall when we part, though mostly they're mine. I keep you in my heart, so you're not hard to find. Oh, my little love, where'd you come from up above? Where are you going to, my little love? Hold my hand, fill my cup. Smile at my face, baby, light the whole world up. My little love, my little love, where'd you come from up above? Where are you going to, my little love? My little love, my little love, where'd you come from up above? Where are you going to, my little love? Mm-hmm, my little love. Mm-hmm, my little love.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
You're listening to Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. If you just joined us, we have the Weepies on stage, the duo of the Weepies, Deb Talon and Steve Tannen, and kicking off the rust, I guess we established. It sure doesn't sound like there's any rust there at all.
Yes.
Well, what I like is the hometown crowd.
Yes.
You guys are awesome. Just very, it's like love, love, love.
Friendly
like, thank
faces.
Goodness.
Before you launch into a few more tunes, I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned life has changed so much. You moved to Iowa. In the last couple of years, you've been living in Iowa City. Three beautiful boys, right?
Yeah.
One born here in Iowa?
Yeah. Indeed.
Yes, one native Iowan. So you
native
have one.
Native Iowan.
A native Iowan. There you go.
Yeah.
A little necklace.
What's his name?
And he lords it.
Nicholas.
He lords it over us. He's like, you're not from Iowa, you know?
You're a transplant.
I'm like, you're two. I've been here longer than you. He's like, I was born here.
Native.
You mentioned the other struggle you've had, a cancer diagnosis, breast cancer diagnosis in 2013, Deb. Let me ask you how your music at that point, with one of the scariest things anybody can ever imagine, how you used music to get through the treatment and recover from that, because you have recovered. And
yes,
you're cancer-free. She's cancer.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I'd like to say about it is that Steve and I took a good hard look at our life, and Steve particularly asked me, like, well, what do you want to do? You know, we didn't know where this was going. At first, I was diagnosed with stage 2, and then they turned it up a notch to stage 3 based on some scans that happened later. And so we were like, you know, just stepping right closer, as close to the abyss without actually falling in it, it felt like. And so I said, well, what do we want to do with this time? That, I mean, we have to be here and I'm in treatment, but we could do some other things too. We could go to somewhere else in the world, it was very easy to answer. I just wanted us to keep doing what we were doing. I wanted to be where we had moved to here in Iowa City. I wanted to keep homeschooling our boys as much as I could with the energy that I had and keep working on a record, keep making music. So it was kind of a very life-affirming in that way, in terms of like, oh yeah, you know what? Actually, the choices that we've been making, we really are making from a place of, like, this is what I want to be doing. And so that's one way that it was just sort of affirming of of our choices. And in terms of the music, once we got to recording, you know, many of the songs were not written during treatment, my treatment, or...
But somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah, somewhere. But even the ones that didn't, I feel like, just benefited from a certain, I don't know, a depth, a richness, a layeredness. We weren't, you know, necessarily singing, thank goodness, cancer, we weren't singing, but we were, but it was being informed by this, you know, really grabbing onto life by the lapels kind of time. Like, I'm holding on, I'm here I am, and let's
I think it was a great focus that wasn't cancer. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah. And there's the immediacy of young children, because our youngest was 15 months old. Yeah. So that's really immediate. It takes, and it purifies what you need to do any time in your life.
Yeah.
The kid's crying.
How are the two of you different as people, as artists, as husband and wife, now that you've come through that experience?
Well, I would say there's sort of this, like a little bit of the sloughing off of the ridiculous that happens. You know, like, not altogether. We still get in silly fights sometimes, and I'm unreasonable.
I have to say that I think I was the most unreasonable and nitpicky at you the month after you got cleared.
Yeah.
That it was like, she's out of, you know, she's not going to have cancer anymore. It's totally in remission. There's no chance, you know, it's gone. And I was like, will you pick up your clothes? Will you pick up your clothes? And it was, you know, and it was really natural after, you know, being like super present and super nice for like a year. It was like a reaction.
I was like, it was all pent up.
Not leave the soap on the thing. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So, but I think we've come back into a balance.
Yeah, some sort of middle ground, right? Like when the first the diagnosis happens, and I'm sure many of you have either known someone who's gone through this or gone through this yourself. It immediately, like, everything comes into super clear focus. Colors are super vivid, metaphorically, but sometimes literally. And you just feel, like, so appreciative of every moment. But you can't stay in that place all the time. I mean, as a human being, we're definitely, I think we're meant to oscillate, you know, between things. And so I think Steve described the one end of the crumbling of the... edifice of kindness and love and forgiveness. And then we came back to somewhere in the middle. And I feel like there's a little bit maybe more of a deeper appreciation of things without feeling like it's coming from right on the edge of the void, which is, I like having stepped back a little.
Oh, there were really big positives, but on the whole, I would recommend against doing it. If you were thinking about it, nah. Just stay away from the hospital altogether. It's a great hospital, but no, thanks.
Thanks for sharing that. I know it's very close and intimate subject, but it's really nice to hear from you, and
thanks.
Tremendous to hear how well you're doing, Deb. Let's go back to music.
We're absolutely
enjoying this hour so much with you at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. It's Java Blend on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. We have a few more minutes, several more songs that we can enjoy. What do you got for us next?
We're on a label, Canadian label called Network, which is an indie label. And we have never had this experience before. They have remixed a song of ours for the radio. I swear. And it's awesome. It's okay. We do it's this, really and we go with a band, and we did a kind of a bigger song. And this is the original. Y'all going to hear what it is, and then sometime out there, you're going to hear on like the radio. You'll be like, "Is that? Oh my god!" So here,
it still sounds like us.
No, it does, but it's it's me, 15 feet tall, I believe.
A couple of my friends are a couple in divorce. Each asks me, am I right? I say, oh, yes, of course. Love is not a law anybody can enforce. Anybody can enforce. Don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me. Don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see I don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me, don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see, sometimes trouble needs me. You're the only trouble I need. You're the only trouble I need. The knocking on my door was trouble that I knew. I figured he would fall, but he took me with him too. Always gonna pay for the kindness that you do. For the kindness that you do. For the kindness that you do. I don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me. Don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see I don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me. Don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see, sometimes trouble needs me. You're the only trouble I need. 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 There's trouble in the world and trouble in my mind. Trouble is there never seems to be enough time. The more you look for love, the more you're gonna find. The more you're gonna find. I don't need no trouble. But sometimes trouble needs me. Don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see I don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me. Don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see, sometimes trouble needs me.
Before the hour gets away from us, Deb and Steve on the stage to finish up our hour with a few more tunes. Jim Davies is our on-site sound engineer. Phil Moss, our technical producer. Yeah, they all make it happen. Assistance from Derek Kellison and Mitch McAndrew, our Java Blend team here at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. And we have Steve Tannen on our stage. Deb Talon, the Weepies, the duo of the Weepies with us. We want to thank West Music of Coralville for the piano this hour. And before you go into those last tunes, you know, you've been here a couple years in Iowa, living in Iowa City with your three boys. What do you like most about living among us Iowans?
These people
just
here.
Just to fish for a compliment. What These do you people like most here. About
the,
us?
The people. That's it.
Do you feel this is long term?
Right now it feels like it will be. There's a, you know what else I love? I love, there's a way that, I mean, this includes the people though, but like walk, being able to just sort of walk around in town, look people in the eye, say hi, don't say hi. There's like a, I feel like there's this like I was contrasting it in my mind just now with New York City, where we've both spent some time. Steve lived there for a while. And there's a like, you're sort of bashing into people there. And it's sometimes it's great. It can be very invigorating, but it can also be exhausting. And here I feel like there's a sense of like, well, you know, we're going to be around here for each other for a while. So let's just, you know, let's have things be a little gradual. There's like an intensity, but it's like deep. Yeah. And yeah.
What about the difference here, Steve? Maybe this for you, the difference between Iowa and L.A. People have told me there's a difference.
I've loved every city I've lived in. And, you know, there's nice guys and not nice guys on every block
Everywhere.
In America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No
totally
matter where
true.
You go. But the culture in L.A. is such that when our moving van moved up to move out, the guy across the street who had never said hello to us came to introduce himself.
As we were packing up to leave.
Where, and by contrast, when we came to look at a house in Iowa, a mother and three girls came out to point out the best features of the house and introduce themselves.
And the sledding hill.
Which was the best sledding. Oh, do you have children? Because the best sledding hill is over here. And not to say that that can't exist elsewhere and doesn't, but I felt like it's permissive here. You know, like it's okay to do that. And in L.A. there's a little bit... it doesn't seem as cool to do that or something.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
And we have great friends in L.A., and we lived there for years, and we love it, but we ended up here.
We love having you amongst us, the Weepies. Steve Tannen, Deb Talon, stay as long as you like. Let's hear it for the Weepies. Thank you so much for the past hour.
The sand into mud. Wind turns the trees into bone. Stars turning high up above. You turn me into somebody loved. Nights when the heat had gone out, we danced together alone. Cold turned our breath into clouds. We never said what we were dreaming of. You turned me into somebody loved. Someday when we're old and worn, like two soft shoes, I will wonder on how I was born the night I first ran away from you. Now my feet turn the corner back home. Sun turns the evening to rose. Stars turning high up above. You turn me into. You turn me into. You turn me into somebody loved. Somebody loved. Ooh, somebody loved.
Thank you so much. So we'll just play one more for you. Thanks for sticking around.
One, two, three.
woke up and wished that I was dead, with an aching in my head. I lay motionless in bed. I thought of you and where you'd gone. Let the world spin madly on. And everything that I said I'd do, like make the world brand new and take the time for you, I just got lost and slept right through the dawn. And the world spins madly on. I let the day go by. I always say goodbye. I watch the stars from my windowsill. The whole world is moving and I'm standing still. Wish that I was dead, with an aching in my head. I lay motionless in bed. The night is here and the day is gone, and the world spins madly on. I thought of you and where you'd gone, and the world spins madly on. And the world spins madly on, and the world spins madly on and on and on. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Thank you.